Hey gang, welcome to what turns out to be the November mailbag here at We Hate Movies.
Get all your turkeys together, everybody.
Oh yeah, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, indeed. Mm-hmm. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Eric Siska and Steve Sadak. We're here to read some letters, maybe have some laughs.
And maybe some stuffing.
Steve, let's get right into it. You have the first one.
Hi, guys. Love the show. I thought I'd share the time I vomited in a theater and ruined my dad's night.
Sure.
You know what, guys? Let's start out with a mission statement in our emails. Now I know I got to read the whole thing.
Exactly, yeah. Right. You're not burying the lead like some of these emails.
Mm-hmm. When I was 10, my dad forced me to see AI, artificial intelligence, in theaters, saying repeatedly, it's an important film. I had a bad feeling. I had been feeling really ill the whole day, and I knew it would only get worse as we were getting in our seats, and I saw a woman in front of us drinking what smelled like Indian curry out of a plastic 7-Eleven super big gulp container.
Oh, Lord.
This sounds like a Steven Sadak story.
Yeah, I know. The smell filled the whole theater.
It was like my homeless woman on the subway story. Smells filling places.
Ugh. I had been feeling even worse as the movie went on, and something about watching that little robot boy shovel spoonfuls of spinach into his mouth and the overpowering smell of that curry made me start to vomit all over the theater.
All over the theater.
Yep. My dad grabbed me and started yelling to everyone, he doesn't normally do this! He doesn't normally do this!
Which I love the idea that someone would turn and be like, looks like that kid normally does this.
Oh, you're the father of the puke boy? Puking everywhere.
As we were driving home, he told me, I can't believe you did that. That was an important film.
Did your dad know that you were watching fucking AI, dude?
I've still never seen the end of AI, and I can't smell curry without feeling sick.
Oh, that's
Kevin
too bad.
From Florida. Curry's delicious, well, Kevin.
Yeah, it is. But the only thing you're missing from the end of that movie is the frozen, fully intact World Trade Center.
And then you're also missing a bunch of gleep-glop aliens fucking finding that robot years in the future.
You're just missing Steven Spielberg diddle with something that he shouldn't have been diddling.
Yeah, you know, everybody knows Kubrick would have made that movie a lot differently.
Sure would have.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, anyone ever throw up in a movie theater, throw up in a... Have I ever told the, speaking of the holidays, the time when I threw up on the first Christmas, my dad made ham.
Oh, because he said he basted it in soda?
In Pepsi, and I vomited everywhere.
You're going to offend some listeners. I'm sure that's a delicacy somewhere.
Well, we had, like, you know, Kevin and I have stories of over the years, people at the multiplex just fucking booting every which way. Mm. From, like, drunk people. Like, we had a drunk guy come in one time and vomit in the women's room. Kids would vomit. You know, there was, like, whenever the holidays came around, whatever it was, like the horse shit Grinch movie or any of those things, there was always just little shits throwing up everywhere. And you just got the fucking... stuff that you poured it on and it kind of turned the puke into sawdust and then you just swept it up.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
That's not an important film. The Grinch thing, no. AI, artificial intelligence.
Well, that's a good round the horn. Because that does happen. You get wrapped up in a movie. You're like, oh my God, this movie is going to be so important.
Yeah.
This is going to change filmmaking. And then you see it and you're like, oh no, it's AI, y'all. Yeah.
We had a friend when we saw that movie, we would watch the movies like the Thursday night before they came out on the Fridays. And this one time, Cabin and I brought a bunch of friends to the theater and we were catching AI. And it was this thing where like there was a ton of people seeing this. It was like, for the bigger, you know, directors, the bigger movies, everybody always kind of came out the night before. So it was like all the employees and everything filled theater watching this movie with friends. And the audience definitely turned on the movie, except for this one friend of ours who, like, is this big Spielberg fan and was just kind of sitting there, like, pissed off that everybody was making fun of it, including the people that brought him to the screening. But, man, we turned on that movie so fast, and I never looked back.
I kind of thought that was, like, a B-minus, that movie. Like, it's an okay one.
It's like a B-minus, C-plus movie. I've watched it since then, and it's, like, not as bad as we were roasting it to be that night.
Yeah, I think that was a one-and-done for me. I think it was more that C-plus turf.
All right, Eric, what do you got?
Oh, well, I got a mailbag story for you.
Oh, yeah? It's going to turn me white?
Turn the lights down at home. Gather around the radio. Andrew's story of switching tapes at the video store reminded me of a tale from my days as a video store clerk.
Uh-oh.
Every once in a while, we'd get a case returned with the wrong tape inside.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it was a movie belonging to the family's kids that was accidentally put inside. But twice while I was there, it was porn. I'm guessing they just popped whatever was in the VCR into the case, not realizing it was part of Dad's stash. I don't know. I think some people would be like, I'm going to rent the Care Bears movie, and I'm going to put hardcore pornography in it, and I'm going to put it back in the video store.
You know what? There should be some kind of fine. And that's what I'm curious about with this letter. What was supposed to be in those cases? Because I think that makes all the difference.
Yeah.
If it's Die Hard with a Vengeance and you're accidentally slipping porno back in, yeah. Someone right. probably like 17 or older rented that movie and watched it.
If it's kids' movies,
yeah.
Sex offender registry.
9.5 weeks. Upgrade. Hello.
Well, then all these little kids are going to watch this happen. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. They're not going to see it happen, and then it's going to happen. That's going to get you fucking 5 to 10, brother.
Sure.
Yeah, and you can't even see it while it's happening, so what's the point? That was an awkward phone call to make to the family, but we always had to wait a day before letting them know. See, a manager decided that he would take the porn home with him overnight to make sure it was legit.
Oh, that guy's a fucking scumbag.
Yup, super gross. That's what the email says.
Right, right.
But in the end, it was all worth it to see the customer have to do the walk of shame back into the store to retrieve his lost porno. Love the show, guys. Rich, well, thank you for that enlightening tale.
What kind of porno are we talking here? Are we talking, is this like Train Spotting? Is it a home video we're talking?
Well...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? That makes all the difference.
Yeah.
You fucking returned it.
We need to know, amateur, is it POV? Yeah. Is there a tripod involved? Is it produced? And
is
if
there
so,
a tripod? You know what? Yeah, there is a tripod
is there
involved.
Any dolly or crane shots? We need to know.
And those aren't in actual pornos. They don't have that kind of equipment.
And was it nunsploitation? I need to know these things.
Yeah, what's going on and how?
You need to know.
Because, you know, there are people out there that'd be like, oh, that chained heat, that's just pornography. That's not really pornography.
It's not at all. That's not
pornography. I mean, it's sexy or whatever.
You know? Yeah, if it's just a sultry little movie, that's not pornography.
No, it's just exploitation.
You know, Martin Cinemax III, classic. Or is that actual pornography?
All right. So am I doing this next one here on the
list?
I
think you are. Yeah.
Okay. It says, WHM is the way to a girl's heart.
Well, that's nice.
All right. Let's see here. Dear WHM gang, that's us. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to We Hate Movies. A guy named Jason that I was acquainted with through the interwebs for a few years. And I decided to finally...
Oh, my God. That's what we needed that new Friday the 13th. Jason's on a chat room. It's mathematically linking me to someone else that I can spend my life with.
Well, isn't that nice, though? That would be nice for Jason to finally... Like, that's how he could communicate with his fingers.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Let his fingers do the talking, finally.
He would definitely be all caps.
That would be great.
He's writing all emails in caps.
Yeah.
If in one of them Friday the 13th sequels, they got Jason, whatever Stephen Hawking uses to talk.
Oh yeah.
I have come to kill you.
Wow. Instantly much less menacing, by the way.
Kill, 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 kai, kai, kai. Kill, 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 kai, kai, kai. Kill, 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 kai, kai, kai.
Oh, I love it.
Let's see here. They finally decided to hang out in person. Goes on to say, a friendly get-together for a few tall glasses of water at his place. We got along famously right away. Well, now we're talking. As the evening wore on, conversation turned to podcasts. With both of us being fans of the medium, it was a natural topic to land on. He asked if I'd heard of We Hate Movies. I had not. He very excitedly insisted that I had to. He proceeded to cue up the Boondock Saints 2 All Saints Day episode. I laughed so hard and was hooked both on the podcast and on the guy. Now, I got to tell you, What a risk. What a humongous risk, buddy. Putting our dumb asses on trying to impress this lady.
There's nothing less sexy, by the way, than these voices.
Oh, not at all. Yeah, this is...
It's not Barry White where you're setting the mood. You get some fat little nerd wheezing at you about Superman or whatever happens on this show.
Oh, man. Fast forward, we continued to hang out when we could and talk daily. WHM also became a staple of my podcast listening schedule. Then he joined the Army. This took him out of state, but we stayed in constant contact, and WHM was a source of bonding. We'd sometimes sync up and listen to episodes simultaneously, and we would text each other WHM quotes and jokes all the time. Jump ahead about another year. We live together now and can finally listen to WHM together. He's an amazing guy that I am so lucky to have in my life, and not just because he gave me the gift of We Hate Movies fandom. Keep up the good work. We'll be listening. Larissa.
What a nice story.
That's nice. And that Jason, really thank nice. You for your service. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you for telling people about the show. That's the only thing I'm talking about.
And joining the Army. Oh, yeah. We forgot about joining the Army. That was also pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know,
defending my right to make a podcast.
Yeah, he made a sacrifice so you can be a big fucking idiot on the internet every week.
It's true. It is. It's in all seriousness.
And I'm sorry. We're all big fucking idiots in this room. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So very nice.
That's great. You know, and
three cheers to Larissa and Jason.
It's great to hear the show bringing people together. One day I want to open the old mailbag when I'm a little older, you know. And looking through, there's all these WHM babies.
Oh, man.
Generations have been influenced.
Here's a question. Has this ever broken up a relationship?
Guaranteed.
I would love to hear that
story. Yeah, I want to know what that's all about.
Right into the mailbag, you know it happened. And you know what? Give us a fake name at the bottom of the email. We won't say what address.
Yeah, sure.
We won't read the name from your email address.
No, of course not. I just really want to know how it happened, because don't tell me it didn't happen.
I saw it happen.
Speaking of Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Kill, kill, kill. Kai, kai, kai.
Borat.
Very nice.
This yes. one's titled Sexy Jason and Other Costume Shops Madness.
Oh, gross.
Hello, Andrew, Steve, and Eric.
Hey.
And the ghost of Chris Cabin.
I'd never forget.
Love the show, and I thought I'd contribute something to the mailbag's tradition of showcasing slightly unsavory aspects of modern life.
That's what we use this for.
In case you're wondering, there's a U in unsavory, so I think we got someone from across the Atlantic.
Okay, continue.
Sure, I do. Yeah. Your recent discussion.
Maybe it's just a really classy person, by the way.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. What is yours supposed to have a U in it too? No, I'm being a jerk.
Boy, these American poo-black schools.
Oh man, you're with spelled Y-O-U-R. Excuse me, Queen of England. A little fancy there.
Sounds like someone's got all their teeth.
Your recent discussion about the relative fuckability of Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees reminded me of this experience.
See our Freddy versus Jason episode for that disgusting conversation.
I used to work at a costume shop run by two women in their 60s who were fraternal twins. I was their
creepy.
Only employee. Yeah. That's terror.
Wow,
that's like a Project Greenlight movie or something.
Did
man.
They
you get
go
that
as
made.
The as the fucking twins from The Shining every yes. Halloween?
You'd have to. You
they
would just
did
have
right.
To. I did a lot of random stuff at this store: ironing, repairs, pricing, etc. But mostly suggesting costumes for people who had absolutely no idea what they wanted to be and would come in 5 minutes before the store is going to close. Highlights include dressing a big blonde handsome guy as a handsome cop guy as Wonder Woman in front of his cop buddies because apparently he'd lost a bet. That's what they all say. Yikes, by the way.
I bet a lot of these are, I have to dress like X because I lost a bet.
Yeah.
And you have to do it for me.
Dress me.
Before you ask, no, I did not catch anyone doing any sex acts in the store.
Damn it.
You figure that's a fucking given.
The smell, I went every costume store I've ever walked in. I'm like, somebody's doing something.
Smells like some fucking.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it was a pretty small place, even if it was essentially a library for costumes. Oh, and did I mention the heating didn't work? In the winter, I wore gloves and a hat inside.
You know what? How about maybe start thinking of looking for another job?
Yeah, like... Just like you don't a two-month job.
Don't quit the costume shop and then, I mean, while you're working for these crazy serial killer twins who own a costume shop, also look for another job. Burger King might be hiring.
You need to help me dress. I need somebody to step on my nuts. That's my costume, is guy with crushed nuts. I clearly can't go to this costume with regular nuts, so you have to step on them.
Everybody's going to tell.
I lost a bet, by the way. I wrote on this little weird piece of paper that I lost a bet.
Dustin Hoffman in Star Wars.
This place was an old school small business.
Of course it was.
There was no calculating till or computerized system. We filled out every hire slip by hand. And I was paid in check. Check with a U, by the way. Hello.
Oh, my God. It's the president of the Oxford English Dictionary.
This is in 2012, by the way.
I'm sorry to anyone listening not in the U.S.
Check with a C-H-E-Q-U-E. Like, what the hell are you talking about? What in the wild world of sports? How you spelling check? That's just crazy.
They spell it right. They spell it wrong.
Man. As a consequence, sales representatives would come from door to door and sell directly to us, because what else were they going to do? Facts and orders? ? Anyway, the store just so happened to be in the industrial zone for my city. The industrial zone was part of the city zone for the sex industry.
Hey, now we're talking.
Sales reps from costume companies would come in and sell us things like fake mustaches and fishnet stockings and Jason masks. However, the sales reps went to sex shops and sold them stuff like sexy nurse costumes and fishnet stockings. After work one day, I went to one of the sex shops. I'd just gone straight there after we closed, so of course I ran immediately into this couple that I just served at my work. I can't remember what they got. Understandably, I smile awkwardly, avert my eyes, and immediately walk away, only to find that the turn the corner and find the costume section, which contained a whole lot of Freddy and Jason gear.
Yes.
So obviously this is someone's fetish.
This is a sex shop that has Jason and Freddy costumes right next to each other. So,
someone's doing it.
Someone's not only fucking a Jason or fucking a Freddy. There's a Freddy and a Jason.
Exactly. And let me tell you something. The year 2003 was the most successful year for that sex shop.
Oh, yeah.
When that movie came out.
Freddy versus Jason. That was a sex thing.
There was a lot of versus happening with these costumes.
You put those genitals together. It's a versin'.
To make matters worse, in the sex shop, I also saw a poster for a Top Gun porn parody, and it wasn't even gay porn.
That is bullshit.
Come on. What are we doing? The actual movie is gay porn. Fantasy.
Yeah.
That's the ironic twist, is you make it a hetero porno parody. That's the parody.
Yeah, exactly.
The hetero porn should be the porn parody of Hot Shots, and this should be gay porn.
Cheers, Louisa. Well, thank you, Louisa.
That is magical.
That's something that I didn't want to know about, actually.
Oh, no, well, you did. Actually, this last one we have to read. I know we're doing a lot today, but this one sounds good. Do you want to take it, or do you want me to take it?
I'll take it. I don't care.
Yeah, you want to take it? It's another sex
one. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. I remember this email.
Hey, is someone over there like, is it from America or other places? Tell me what the U situation is in the grammar there.
Steve, I'll tell you. This one is painfully American. So American that it's foreign to me.
Okay, so, you know, here at the We Hate Movies podcast, you know... we like going out on a high note, especially with these mailbags. And, well, here we go. My bizarre son of the mask sexual purity experience.
I got to go catch a train, so I'll talk to you guys later.
That's my line.
Eric, Steven, Andrew. I know I'm 10 episodes late with this story about son of the mask. Listen, there's never a late letter for the mailbag.
No.
Write me a letter about something that has to do with the pack. Yeah. I don't care. That's episode 3, baby.
Or Nuki, you know you wanna.
But I just listened to episode 209, and it dredged up a very bizarre memory for me that I hadn't thought about for a good decade, and I had to share it. Not to sound overly confident in my life experience, but I believe I have watched this terrible movie under circumstances stranger than any other human being has watched it. I mean, stranger than the circumstances of watching it for the We Hate Movies podcast.
Or because you wanted to see Jamie Kennedy in the mask?
Yeah, have you paid to see it in theaters?
Or because I am Jamie Kennedy?
Oh,
or
no, wait.
Jamie Kennedy's girlfriend? Ew.
Oh, God.
Imagine, ew.
Oh, why would you do that?
You know what? That's an annoying existence.
You're like, oh, come on, babe. Let's go see my new movie. Ew.
Oh, wait a second. I read ahead. This guy does win.
Okay.
I was 17 and working at a Bible camp when Son of the Mask came out on DVD. The staff tradition was to end each week of camp with a movie night, and some genius decided to drive into town and rent Son of the Mask that week. I presumed very rightfully that the movie would be terrible, so I excused myself from the movie night and went back to staff quarters to read a book instead. About 30 or 40 minutes later, one of the staff members, a grown-ass 30-something man, showed up in the staff quarters asking me to come watch Son of the Mask with him. Why? Because it had gotten too sexy for the rest of the staff members, and everyone else bailed on the movie. Okay.
Now, the question is...
Too sexy.
Is this the version with the sperm or the version without the
sperm? Oh, this might be the sperm version, and it got everyone all hot and horny.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, too, someone gets pregnant in this movie. That's pretty fucking sexy.
But they're married. Oh. That's Bible okay. That's approved by the Bible.
Actually, that's true.
But is it okay for us to watch that?
Oh, what about the sexy dancing at the Halloween party?
Oh,
yeah,
that's
pretty
sin.
Sexy.
That's
and
a
then
sin.
People turn into sexy costumes a
yep.
little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a kind
sin.
Of against
yep.
their win will. Yeah.
That dog with a green face, I think that's taken a false idol.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's also pretty sexy.
That's a sin.
Alan Cumming, that's pretty sexy.
That's a paddling.
However, this guy really wanted to see how everything panned out because he inexplicably got emotionally invested in the characters and he wanted me to be his purity witness.
What?
Well, he explains. In case you weren't raised in fringe Midwestern evangelical circles... Mm-mm.
New York City Catholic right here.
Man, Irish Catholic. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's a wildling.
That is true. Yeah,
he worships the moon.
Yeah, we didn't have purity witnesses. We just had a lot of guilt and old people yelling at you. Purity witness means verify I'm not jacking off.
Wow.
So... I ended up watching the last 30 minutes of Son of the Mask because an adult man wanted a teenage boy to tell everyone he did not masturbate to the movie when a CGI baby pisses on Jamie Kennedy. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. This was a lot cheaper than a psychiatrist, Michael. First of all, great way to end an email.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. I want to know like what the, what would you call it, the epilogue of this tale is. Everybody believed that that story was above board?
I bet.
Yeah.
I mean,
you think so?
Oh,
what do you think? What do you think went south?
Well, I don't know.
You get the buddy system, and they're like, they were both
two dudes were
off.
Jerking off. Yeah,
but it's like
about what
the Son of the Mask.
Why would one person be jerking off to Son of the Mask?
No one. He's saying that it was so that the movie was perceived sexy in this backwards community.
Right.
Therein, he needed someone just to be like, look, man, it's going to be weird if I'm watching it by myself. Be my
because
purity.
Everyone's going to think I'm jerking off to the movie they all thought was too sexy. But that's what I'm saying. What's to stop the rest of this crazy community from saying these two guys were jerking off watching that
burn
sexy
them down
movie?
At the stake, yeah.
Yeah, just burn them right to death.
Well, Michael, I really hope that you and you maybe, you know, I hope you just broke the lock off that gate and got out of there eventually. Yes. I mean, I think you are since you're emailing us from presumably society. But man, that is nuts. It's like you go so far into the Bible. You become it's perversion again, you know?
Sure.
It's like
not even the Bible at that point. Like, right, it's just like some workbook that I wrote wherein all this stuff's illegal.
Oh, yeah. That's completely
don't, you don't got to read the Bible. I read it. Here's a workbook about it.
Right. It's like how Soviet Russia got so far and perverted away from communism that it wasn't what it set out to be to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like what happened with the Son of the Mask.
Joseph Stalin masturbating to the Son of the Mask. Yeah, potato, potato.
Loki!
Are you jerking off with my mask?
I think that's what it was. It was Bob Hoskins.
Yes.
And like some weirdo was like, man, this movie is way too sexy, you guys. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Just look at this beard that Hoskins has on.
He's got one eye. I mean, you know what that means. Wait, what?
Loki, stop jerking off on that beach.
That's WHM Mailbag for the month of November, gang. If you have strange tales or questions for us that you need to air on the air, as they say, right into the mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com.
And, you know, I'll just throw this out there. Christmas or holiday-themed ones for next month.
Yes.
Front of the line. You can always write about anything. Please do.
Sure.
Don't hold out. But if you've got a fun holiday story...
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate the weird, gross stuff, but weird, gross stuff plus the holidays.
That ain't eggnog.
Yes, that ain't eggnog indeed.
Hashtag that ain't eggnog.
And we promise not to be as ignorant as we were this episode. Everyone from all corners of the globe, please write in.
That gag was because we were playing stupid Americans.
Yes.
You obviously knew what that was.
I did.
Stop apologizing for being funny.
But Michael was in a cult.
Yeah. Oh, that's without question.
Oh, yeah. You see.
So until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Loki!
Take it easy.